some countries like Botswana, there, people have three or four cell phones in their pockets. Okay, their penetrations are at 150%. South Africa, even Zimbabwe, penetration is almost 100%. This was unthinkable. It has happened because there were good policies put in place by governments, which allowed private sector to come in, to invest, feel confident they could invest, entrepreneurs to develop products and services. One of the studies that has been done by the International Telecoms Union says for every 10% increase in penetration, there is a 1% increase in GDP growth in a country. So you can imagine if countries have achieved 70% of penetration, 100%, there's been a 10% increase in their GDP as a result of communications. A lot of the communications today, a lot of cell phones now have internet access, which means that people are no longer just relying on their cell phones for speaking to one another. They are using data services on the internet. The social and economic benefits of things like that, whilst fairly profound, are almost immeasurable. So there is no question of doubt that one of the major impacts in growth in Africa, in improvement of the quality of life, has come from the communications industry. And this has also led to increased transparency, because when people can communicate and talk to each other, it improves governance.
What form of communication technology do you think is the most appropriate for promoting growth and development in Africa? Is it mobile phones or any other that you can think of?
What a cell phone can do now is everything you can do with a fixed line. I mean, there used to be a time when there was a big difference between a fixed line and a mobile phone. Actually, now, this is why in Africa now, almost no one is interested in investing in fixed line. Why would you want to invest in it? So the future, no longer even about fixed and mobile. We've gone beyond that. We're now more interested in internet access, ensuring that people are connected to be able to use things like social media, watching movies and TV on their cell phones in the next 3 to 4 years. I mean, the capability is already there, but as networks are being upgraded, you are going to see dramatic communications improvement that you haven't even imagined.